All right, yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the big voice, man. Training camp still going on. We're seeing reports of some of the team drills that are happening. It seems a little bit more balanced from what I can tell. Of course, I'm reading as opposed to watching.
What does that upward inflection in your voice mean?
Yes, I think you know what the upward inflection means. Is I don't know what to make of this. But from what we're seeing, like, you know, there's instances where CJ's had some completions. He had a run of completions, it seems like, to Christian Kirk, Nico Collins, Cade Stover. Also had some batted down passes and was also sacked. So, like, it runs the gamut there. There was also a play in a different kind of drill with the first teams where tried to throw a hitch to Xavier Hutchinson that apparently was tipped and intercepted by Kamari Lassiter. How much of that is just Kamari making an incredible play? That's what I would seem to lean on. So we're seeing some of those things. And one of the things that I also saw that was interesting, supposedly there was a pitch thrown to Dare, which first and foremost.
Pitch?
Why?
Yeah.
with all due respect. But apparently that was blown up very easily by Jalen Petrie. And just knowing Jalen Petrie and watching his game, I think about it and I go, that might not have been anybody's fault. Petrie,
that's what
just,
he does.
He triggers so quickly.
Yeah, that's what he does.
So anyways, we'll talk to Sean Pendergast, I believe also Seth Payne at 1240, get some more insight into what's happening, what they see on the ground in West Virginia. But right now, question of the day, Tom, what's something that you do to give yourself a confidence boost? Because I'm very intrigued as to maybe what the fellas on the Texans offense and all the staff and crew would have done yesterday and over the weekend to try and give themselves a level of confidence. Because, I mean, we've talked about it time and time again, the defense continually getting wins on these days. And Daniel Jeremiah reminded us, hey, don't forget, defenses are ahead of offenses at this time of year. But I can't imagine that it's fun to get out here and have C.J. Gardner-Johnson barking at you about how his belt ass with their defense versus your offense. So, like, what do you do to regain some confidence?
We've all been there, right?
Where
you're just like, dang, I can't win today. Whether it's traffic and then you're, you know, whatever, you forget an appointment or, you know, you have a fender bender. I mean, man, I can't win today. I need some confidence here. Or just work related.
Well, if you have a fender bender, it's over.
Over. Maybe that was an extreme example. Or just work, like, oh, I can't, I don't feel like I'm in the groove today. But either way, what do you do to
you expect me to deny it?
What do you do to gain that? I got a few things that I always do, and I've just been doing them for years. The first one is always music. I always put on, and even during the show, because you play one song that I always play, Let It Whip. That one always gets me going. It just because it also kind of reminds me of, like, a moment in my youth or a moment in time where you're like, that was such a good time. You know what I mean? That was such a great era, you know, listening to Daz Band and all that stuff, or the Stones, Brown Sugar. That's another one that it just kind of gets me going. It takes me back to, you know, high school and college and all that stuff. And that's a real confidence boost. Let me ask you about this one though, because I don't think I do this, but maybe I do. A lot of people go eat.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I'm trying to think, what is it? I imagine sometimes music, I don't think it's a consistent. One thing I will do, and it's not necessarily even just eat, it's like, I'll treat myself. This is treat yourself time. Like, all right, something that I might not normally splurge on, all right, we about to go get wings, or we about to go get, you know, something fancier than I normally would, just to give yourself an opportunity to have those endorphins,
confidence.
Confidence also comes from, I subscribe, I don't know if you do, to the Deion Sanders, like, kind of look good, play, look good, feel good, feel good, play good, right? Like, that feel good into a good performance type situation. So, hey, man, an easy way to feel good is just eat something that makes you feel good, something luxurious. Mm-hmm. So let's go do that.
Yeah, mine is music as well. I will put on gospel music to kind of get me going a little bit, because sometimes you know how your brain, you have them days where you just don't feel anything positive at all. And so usually the gospel music kind of put me in a better space.
Yeah.
And then also this one always make me feel good every time I get it. When I get my hair done and haircut.
Kind of what he's saying.
At that point, I'm like, all right, I'm feeling much better now. Now I can maybe buy some clothes or something like that. That's a confidence booster.
This is one I do not do, but a lot of people subscribe to it. Tell me if y'all do this. Like one of the, I think it's the 832, was talking about basically self-affirmation. He talks to himself.
Self-talk.
I never do that. I feel silly doing it. Like, all right, John. you can do that. No, I just like feel such a goofball. But a lot of people live by those affirmations.
Oh, yeah. And then here's the thing. There's a lot of things that feel silly when you do them and you ultimately find success and you go, well, this works.
Yeah.
And so that's one of those things that I feel like I should do more and I simply will not because I know myself. But no, that's actually probably very healthy. But then also on top of that, they go, I think, you know, self-talk, but then actually just bleep and push through. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's also part of it, right? Like the idea of, hey, talk positive, but also find a little bit of fight to you. From the 832, I sense the judgment in this text. Wings is a fancy meal for you. I didn't say that was inherently a fancy meal, but I won't always splurge on wings.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just, hey, we going to go get some wings today.
Retail therapy. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Just go buy stuff. A lot of people do that if they're depressed too, but maybe they kind of go together. Depression and
that can kind of be a bad thing too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Especially because what you're doing is you're trying to get that feeling pop of, hey, this is this new thing. But what it also gets you to is you realize, oh, this actually doesn't make me as happy as I thought it would.
You don't get that feeling.
So like the other side of that is actually very dangerous for me personally. I'm like, hey, I got this thing and it made me happy for a very short period. And then I realized,
I'm sad again.
Yes. Yeah. Which is even worse. Yeah. I think that's the part that gets me.
This is another thing I do. And this could be very tricky as well.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I need a confidence boost or kind of feeling I take a drink. Mm-hmm. I just get me a little drink.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't do it all the time, though. Yeah. I'm not like, I'm depressed. Let me go drink my tears and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do it just to get a little pop.
A lot of our listeners are hitting the bong. Maybe.
Hey, there's medical marijuana surprising. For a reason. Hey,
that's not surprising.
Look, get in where you fit in.
Some people got to smoke before they do anything.
Yeah. Some people do.
Yeah.
They used to kill me back when I used to rap and used to be in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be dudes that had to smoke before they rap. I'm like, man, come on. Let's just get this work done.
Some people
first, I got to smoke.
I hate to say this, but some people function better.
They do.
They function better.
I seen that firsthand.
Yeah.
I'm like, to the point when they didn't have a smoke, they was acting weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, dog, you need to smoke or something, man.
I respect it.
Paranoid.
I respect it from the 281. They said they've been in sales their whole career. Sometimes when they're in a slump, time to spend a little time with the wifey. You know what time, man. I'm talking about.
Sure.
Clear
your head.
That's probably, does the family get to take the trip to West Virginia with the Texans?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I was like, I know that a big thing for D'Amico is, hey, spending time and getting closer as a team.
Yeah.
That might be tough for some of those folks in that space. And I do wonder if the Texans will utilize some of this, which is somebody said that they find one of the homies in the group and they just roast them woefully.
Make yourself feel better by tearing down someone else.
Of course, now you got to be careful with the way that you do this, right? I imagine you do it with friends, but I do wonder, hey man, spending some time with some friends is always a good one for me. It's like sometimes just get away, spend some time with the people that you care about, friends, family, and hopefully that gives you a little perspective, get you back in that space.
Yeah, I think sometimes just making other people feel good,
mm-hmm,
even if it's like words or just a gift or something like that. Sometimes that makes me feel better.
Lately, I've just go pick up my granddaughter.
Really?
One or the other.
That's a good one.
Whichever one's close. That always makes you more confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog.
Oh, God. How could I forget that? The dog's a good
one. It got to the point, man. I think me and my wife had to have a serious talk because she was like, how come every time you come in the house, you be so excited to see him?
Yeah.
But then all that energy died when you speak to me.
Because I like him better. But, that's what I used to say.
No, well, Jan
is really a saint.
Yeah, there's no way in hell I can say that.
the dog
is so happy every time I walk through the door.
Yeah.
Like the first time he saw me in years.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And so that makes me happy.
Yeah. I used to tell her like if there was a fire and I could only save one, I'd save Gibson.
That's
because she can get out on her own.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. She can get out.
That's an insane thing to say directly to the face of your wife. Some other one from the 832. Sometimes a really good hamburger. That is fair.
Yep.
Just take a drive. 3-6. I used to be a drive person. Yeah, I think a walk is
nice
a little
walk.
Bit more.
I don't
now.
Run anymore, but I used to go for
a drive is a good one.
Long
me
run.
And the wife usually do night drives.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah?
We just drive around, listen to R&B.
Yeah.
Just driving nowhere.
I still remember about when I was like, yeah, that might not be something I want to keep doing. When I kept looking at these gas prices, I was like, hey, that might have been. You might just want to take a walk. You might just want to use something that does not cost numerous dollars per gallon in order to do
that's a good date though, man.
Yes, I like that. Yeah. I'm glad you still do it. People used to do that all the time. Sunday drives, night drives, just to get out of the
night
house.
Drives. Yeah, driving around, just especially
Sunday drives used to be a thing
for sure.
Load up the family, go on a Sunday drive
for sure.
Where are we going? I don't know.
And then I'll leave it with this because I think this one is a good one as well. Shout out Max from the 713. Confidence booster for them. Run their errands early in the morning. Once they're done, you can relax knowing you got a lot done. Like sometimes just find a way to be productive in another place and build that confidence there.
I think the hard thing is trying to get to that point, though, because sometimes I'm just like, man, I don't feel like doing it. Even if it's just planning out something. Yeah. Sometimes I got to go to a coffee shop to just get focused.
Oh, yeah, just get yourself to a different place.
Because if I'm at home, I ain't going to do it. But I got to go to a coffee shop to do it.
To be honest, I thought West Virginia would be something, some of that for the offense. Get yourself to a different place in a different space, and hopefully you perform in a different way.
Maybe Blake Fisher's going to be talking to himself. A little affirmation.
I swear we got to get this man in front of you. We're going to make Blake Fisher see you.
It's a bit.
Omar, please get Blake Fisher on as a player interview.
First question. So, Blake, how you feeling, man?
Yeah. Tell Lopez keep that same energy.
That's funny. All right. Those are the questions of the day. Appreciate you guys getting involved. But coming up next, let's get into some around the NFL, including some other depth charts. What are some interesting things that we learned from other spaces? Plus, are the Browns really adding another quarterback? We'll talk about all of that next on Sports Radio 610.